In the summer of 2002, to settle a dispute between families, a local tribunal known as a jirga ordered four men to rape 36-year-old Mukhtar Mai. Afterwards, she was paraded naked through the street while her father tried to shield her from the gaze of 300 villagers. This week, thanks to international media attention to her case, Mukhtar Mai will receive a Woman of the Year award from Glamour magazine in New York to honor her courage for speaking out against her attackers. Madison physician Amna Buttar, a Pakistani immigrant, heads the Asian American Network Against Human Rights Abuse. At Friday's event in Madison, she introduced Mukhtar as the Asian Rosa Parks and said she has changed the face of feminism in Pakistan that is dominated by upper-class educated women.
She is the first poor woman, first uneducated woman in that country to come forward and talk about it. So she really has brought that movement to, in its true essence, to grassroots. Thousands of women have come to her and asked her for help because they can relate to her.
With funds from an $8,000 court settlement she won, and with more than 100,000 more in international donations, Mai has opened two schools in her village. Acting as Mai's interpreter, Amna Buttar helped her explain how she hopes the schools will empower women and change men's behavior in Pakistan.
Men will change because of education. In my schools, girls and boys will learn about the change and they will change.
Mai herself never went to school and is now a third grade student in the school she made possible. The curriculum includes lectures on women's rights. Amna Buttar says since the men who attacked her were arrested, there have been no rapes in the area, and Mai's home has become a shelter for abused women.
In her village, women, even if they have a little bit of problem with their husband, they threaten their husbands by saying they're going to go to Mukhtar Bibi and talk about that.
Mukhtar Mai's supporters hope to use her story not only to bring an end to the kind of frontier justice she was a victim of, but also to prevent her case from being used as an example of how Muslim men treat women. What has gotten little media attention is the fact that it was the local village imam who spoke out against Mukhtar's rape the day after it happened and denounced it as against the precepts of Islam. This week, 15 American Islamic groups are releasing a statement in support of Mukhtar Mai and condemning the use of rape as a punishment. UW law professor Asifa Qureshi says Mukhtar is a devout Muslim who quotes the Quran as the inspiration for speaking out against rape.
She's standing up exactly within the context of the Quranic verse that says, "Stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to God, even as against yourselves, your parents, your kin, and whether it be against rich or poor." So she is firmly within the tradition of Islam and claims this as her authority and empowers her to do what she's doing.
Thanks to international pressure, Mukhtar Mai's case is now before the Pakistan Supreme Court and her attackers face the death penalty. She plans to donate some of the $20,000 she will receive with the Glamour Award this week for earthquake relief in Pakistan. The rest will go to keep her schools running and to open a shelter for abused women in her village. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.